Okay, it was a, you have a lot of double parshas. This week's Sacharei Mos Kedoshim. The Torah tells us, "Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Acharei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aaron, b'Karvosam l'fnei Hashem, v'yemus." So they died. And right after the Nadav Avihu died, they brought Esh Zorah. And then right after that, the Torah speaks about Aaron going into the Kodesh Kodoshim. And he says he can't go in B'chol Eis. But B'zos Yav Aaron al Kodesh, but he can go in if B'par Ben Bokar L'chatos V'ay L'Oila. And Rashi says, B'Yom Kippur. There's a famous Vilna Gaon, I didn't put it in the packet, but the Vilna Gaon, based on the Medrash, says that that the Pasuk's not necessarily talking about Yom Kippur. That the Aaron could go in any time during the year if he brought these karbanos. Rashi learns that it's talking about, that's what we normally assume, that the Kohen Gadol, the Aaron only went in to Kodesh Kodoshim Yom Kippur. But there's a Vilna Gaon that says differently. Rabbi Carmi, in one of his classes, likes to speak about this this Vilna Gaon. So there is a Medrash on page 4. The Medrash says, what does it mean, B'zois Yavar Aron L'Kodesh? Says the Medrash of Yudin, Tosa Kraya B'Kohen Gadol B'Kohen Tzosu L'Veis Kodesh HaKadoshim Chavilos Shal Mitzvahs Yesh B'Yado. When the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kodoshim, he comes in with many mitzvahs, not physically, but the schus of many mitzvahs that he did come into him into the Kodesh Kodoshim. And that's the word bezois, because the word zois has a lot of different connotations. Zos HaTorah, so Bezchus HaTorah. Mila is Zos Brisi. Shabbos, Ashrei Eno She'aseh Zos. So there are a lot of Zoses that he's bringing in with him. A lot of Zchuyos that he brings in when he goes to the Kodesh Kodosh. So the Satmar Rebbe, the Berech Moshe, which is one of my favorite farm, Moshe Teitelbaum, who was the Sirgiter, he was the nephew of Rav Yerush. And now the two Rebbes are his sons, Aaron and Rav Zalman Leib, are both the sons of the Berech Moshe. So he says an unbelievable word. He says, what's the continuation between the Pasuk of Nadav Avihu dying and then B'zos Yavar Aaron al Kodesh? So he says a word based on the Avodos Yisrael, the Koshnitz Magid. So let's see, the Koshnitz Magid says Pshat in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos on page 7. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Rav Chanina Sgan HaKohanim Omer, Havei Mispal B'Shlomo Shel Malchus, Shil Molei Mora Ish Yisrael Chayim B'Lol. So literally it means that we should always daven for the government, because the government keeps order. If we wouldn't have government and the police, people wouldn't have anyone to be afraid of. Everyone will swallow up everyone else, so they wouldn't be afraid. That's literally what it means. Have a mispal b'shlomo shel malchus shel molei mora yishus rei chaim b'lo. But the Koshnitz Magid, Zchus Ho Yagen Aleinu, says a nupshat on page 8. Have a mispal, you see where the arrows with that line down, third column. Have a mispal, shlomo shel malchus kloma, shetispal Hashem, sheyiten lachem shleimus shel malchus shemayim. He says, when you daven to Hashem, you want to daven that you should be a complete Yiras Shamayim. So what does a complete Yiras Shamayim mean? Da'ayinu ha'ava v'gam ha'yira. In other words, sometimes people think their relationship with Hashem should only be ava. The problem is if you only have ava and there are no restraints, sometimes you lose it because you go beyond. You know? So you should daven to Hashem that you should have the proper balance. That there should be ava, but there should also be yira. There should be a restraint. In other words, you can't just say ava, so I love everybody and I hug everybody. You know, you gotta have restraints. You have to have some yira. And then together, the ava and yira together, make the proper balance. There's to be a balanced person. So he says, the Beirach Moshe on page 5, he says like this. He says, the problem with Nadav Avihu is the Ava was too great. And therefore, like, the Neshama, like, went out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they lost their lives. It was just too much. They weren't balanced enough. They weren't grounded enough. It was Ava without holding back. You need a Yira that's going to contain the Ava. So that's what happened by Nadav Avihu. So the Satmar Rebbe says, beautiful. He says, you know what can make people balanced? He says, when you do mitzvahs maisius. See, if you're just a person who's a philosopher, so you're just thinking about God, your thoughts could be, you know, drive you crazy. They could take you to whatever. So you have to be grounded with tefillin and mezuzah, and, you know, physical things that ground you. So that's the pshat. Achrei Shmo Shnei Bnei Aaron that died because there was too much dveikus. It was at kolos nefesh. So right afterwards it says, you can't have ava that's not contained. So part of it is to have yira, and part of it is to do meisim. And that makes you a balance. When you have meisim to do, you have a set schedule to keep. You know, if you're just thinking around and just, you know, you become out of balance. You become like Nadav Avihu. So that's why the Medrash says right afterwards, Aaron HaKohen, chavilos mitzvos, hayu biyado. Because that kept him balanced. That kept him balanced. And that's the tikkun for Nadav Avihu. The Nadav Avihu were too much. It was beyond. And Bezos Yavu Aaron El Kodesh. And the pasuk in Achrei Mos on page 10 says this: Mishpotai tasu veschosai tishmul aleches b'hem ani Hashem elokeichem u'shmartem veschosai vesmishposai asher yosa ha'osum ha'odom v'chai b'hem ani Hashem. So I think someone explained, we saw last week, u'shmartem is the machshava, but he says that, you know, as you have to do things. You can't just sit and philosophize. And then, v'chai b'hem. Then you have a proper life, a balanced life. A person has to have a schedule, wakes up at a certain time, he does certain things every day, an order, a seder. Then he contains his ava. Or else it just scattered all over, and then you get messed up. You have to have Yira to contain it. You have to have a schedule. You have to have Maisim. A certain time you daven, a certain time you learn, a certain time you eat lunch, a certain time you eat breakfast, a certain time you eat dinner. You know, it's a saving. That's Mezos Yavar Aron HaKodesh. He had many Maisim. Chavilos, Maisim, Hoyu B'yodo. And that's the Koshnitz Magid. Il Molei Mora, if you didn't have the Yira, just the Ava, then you're going to get swallowed up. You're going to get all disoriented. You're going to be like Nodav Aviyu. The Gemara in Yuma, and I in Beis Amud Beis on page 12, says Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, my dechsiv, the Zois HaTorah asher som Moshe. The Torah, so Zocho nasis lo sam chayim, lo Zocho nasis lo sam misam. If you are Zocho, the Torah is the potion of life. If you're not, it could be Chas v'Sholom, something not good. So the Degel Machne Ephraim says on page 13, the pasuk says before, "Asher yosa osom ha'odom b'chay b'hem." So the Gemara dashes, "V'lo yisha yomos b'hem." So he says, "Zocha." He quotes the Marsha. If you learn shal, lo zocha lo bet shalol lishma. So the samtem, so the tom becomes mace. It's mahapech the osias. Learn the shema, so then you're putting Hakadosh Baruch Hu into it. You're bringing an aleph that brings to the tof and mem that spells emes, and that's chayim. So the rumors are sheyasa also ma'odom b'chay behem. Haynu sheyasa l'shema v'yedol sam chayim v'lo sheyomus. But the idea being that the Torah could be a tremendous thing, but it has to be learned properly with the proper kavanas, with the proper, in other words, ruchnis, if it's overdone in a certain way, like sometimes people daven so long and they take so much upon themselves, in the end they just go off the derech because they put too much on themselves. They're not balanced. It's not balanced. So you have to have a balance of the Ava and the Yira. And this way, v'chay b'hem, you live a normal life. Now let's go to Parshas Kedoshim. So there's a famous pasuk says in Parshas Kedoshim, "Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor, daber al kol das b'nei Yisrael, v'amarta lehem Kedoshim to you, ki Kedosh ani Hashem Elokechem." So there's a famous medrash. Take a look. Kedoshim to you, you should be kadosh, because I'm kadosh. So page 21, the medrash says, "Vaden kedoshim to you, yachol kamoni." This is the famous medrash. Kedoshim to you, you should be holy because Hakadosh Baruch Hu is holy. So the medrash says you might think you should be holy like Hashem. Talmud lomar ki kadosh ani. Kedushasi l'malam mikudushaschem, that I'm more kaddish than you. So, what does that mean? What's the havamina? What's the maskana? So, there's a famous shot from Rav Shimon Shkop on page 22 in his Hakdama, where he writes like this: that kedusha comes. By helping others, being mative to others. So he says, Omnam, third arrow. Miyomar Adam Lachnias Ativo, Lagia Lamida Yisera. You see, because naturally a person wants for himself. So the Kedusha is when he does for others. That's Kedusha. So he says, you might think that you should only do for others. That would be the ultimate, only to do for others. So he says, no, that's not good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only does for others. Human beings do for others, but they have to do for themselves also. And you shouldn't try to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that aspect to only do for others. That's Kedushosi Lamala Mikedushoschem. That my level of Kedusha is only to do for others, that you shouldn't aim for that. You have to have a balance that you do for yourself, others, but you also help yourself as well. That's the Hakdama of Shemesh Shkaf. But the Morva Shemesh gives a different pshat. But the Rav Shimon Shkop, I think, also fits in with what we're saying till now. That in life, there always has to be that balance. It can't be like extremism. Like, I only help others, and by myself, I'm treat like a rat. No, you have to treat yourself respectfully also. And you have to do things for yourself also. You shouldn't be selfish. You got to help others too. So you do both. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's Lamala. So the Morva Shemesh says, you know, the Rashi writes at the beginning of Kedoshim, Daber al kol adas b'nei Yisrael. So the first Rashi says, Malamed shenemra parsha zu b'hakel, b'nei sherov gufei Torah tluyim bo. That this parsha of Kedoshim was said to Klal Yisrael as a group. There's so many important things are in Kedoshim that the whole Klal Yisrael will gather together, that it should be said in a public forum. So what's the pshat? Why was this parsha dafka? So he says like this. He says because look on the fourth on page 18, this fourth column, Zeh she, by the arrow, Zeh she isa b'medrash rabba, kedoshim tiyuk yochol kamoni. So he has another pshat in the yochol kamoni. Talmud lomer ki kodesh ani, kedushosi lomalim kedushoschem perish. Yochol kamoni she odom yirtzel lizbode lios yubiyochid. Yispo shal yeh zeh yosi kedusha al yono. Whereas a person thinks that maybe he should be a hermit. He shouldn't interact with people. And that will bring him to the ultimate kedusha. Just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is in some hidden place. So he says, no. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, obviously he interacts in a different way, but he's Lamala, 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 you know, Begofei Meromin. But we shouldn't be like that. We should be Mu'rav with people. On Odom, next page 19, first column, first line. Well, Odom Yirtzel, Hamshech Alav, Kedushas Habor Baruch Hu, He Efshar Ela, Bahakel Yachad, La'ovdo Shechem Echad. But the ultimate Kedusha by people doesn't come if you don't interact. You have to interact with people. And that also helps the balance. Because sometimes people, you know, who have these extremes are basically not dealing with the regular interaction with people. And they come up with their own ideas, extreme ideas, in their own solitude. And it's not healthy, you know. So you have to be a balanced person, dealing with people, helping yourself too. You have to have the Ava, you have to have the Yira. You have to have the Machshava, like Tishbru we said, but Vasisa, like we saw last week. That Tishbru, from the Atzei Chaim on the Sfarim says, that Tishbru is a Machshava, Avi Shomar Sadover. Vasisa, you need a balance. It can't just be Machshavas, you have to do Maisim. So that's the Sama Rebbe said. Nadav Aviu was Avad close nefesh. It was too much. It wasn't contained. So Bezos Yavar Aaron al Kodesh. Bezos, all those mitzvahs, Maisias, so Satora, Zos Brisi, etc. And that's the soul. That, as I quoted here, Avad Hashem, Mizuk Ha'ava Vayira. You have to have that balance of Ava and Yira, Biyachari Maklal. Because it's healthy to have interactions with people. And, you know, the Rambam writes on page 16, that, you know, Derech b'yorso shal odom diyos nimshach b'deyosov masav achareyav. because you're influenced by your people that you're surrounded. Adam mischaber al tzadikim. You have to be mischaber al tzadikim, v'yashev etzel chachomim, etc. You have to deal with live people. Understand how the person's going to just read Svarim, but he doesn't understand how Minhag Yisrael is to carry out Shabbos, carry out Halacha. He can come up with his own ideas. He'll be way off. Because he has to see, you know, this is brought down, but no one's knowing this way, or this one's not. No. You have to be with people, you have to have a balanced existence. Nadav Avihu, great tzaddikim, but obviously we don't understand Nadav Avihu, but to whatever degree we can, there's some level of Ava too much, not contained, not balanced. The Shabbos went out. The Zosiyavo Aron Ola Kodesh. Ish Yisrael Il Mole Mora. Ava without Yira is Ish Yisrael. It's not going to be successful. But the key is to do it Bahakel. So to be together with other people so you don't go to extremes, because you're with people that also causes the balance when you're with other people. Parshazu Nurbe Mahakel. And Kudushos Yochol Kamoni, Rav Shimon Shkop says, you might think you should only care about others, not about yourself. No. Only Kadosh Baruch Hu could do that. You have to care about both. Kudushos Yilamal Kudushos Kam. Or as the more Rav Shemesh says, Yochol Kamoni, you might think that you should misbodeid, be in solitude, etc., like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. No, I could do that, Hashem says. But we have to, our Ike Kedusha is Parsha Zu B'Hakel Nevra. And that's the Parsha of Kedoshim. Okay, so there, I think, is the message of the two Parshas together, of Achrei Hidmos Kedoshim, of to have those that balance in life. And Bez Hashem, that'll cause success, that'll cause happiness, all the good things. Of course, when there's a balance, when there's extremes, people get messed up. So it's important to have a balance, to have people to discuss the balance with, to be part of a kahal, etc. And that Bez Hashem, that would lead to hatzlacha in all your lives.